something's going to happen a week from this Sunday. Now, this Sunday is Easter. But now the following Sunday, you say something's going to happen Sunday.
Week.
Can you say the whole thing?
You want me to say?
No, just Sunday week.
Sunday week?
Yeah. And on my wrist, I have a
watch.
And if, now what time was I supposed to come over here tonight?
You were supposed to come at 7 o'clock Sunday.
Oh, I thought I was going to come at 7:30.
You did?
Yeah.
At 7. Oh. I looked at my watch at 7:20, and she had told me 7.
Oh, I thought it was 7:30. I'm sorry. She probably did. It's probably my mistake.
Uh-huh.
I'm terribly sorry.
And I was thinking possibly you were not coming.
Oh.
After I looked at my watch and saw it was 7:20.
Oh, no, I was called. But anyway, I did get here about...
About 7:25, I think.
Okay, and 5 minutes after that would be...
7:30.
What's another way of saying that?
Half past.
And then 15 minutes later would be...
7:45.
Another way of putting that...
Quarter to eight.
Okay. And if something happened in 1971 was last year, 1972 is...
This year.
And you say something happened on this date in 1971, and you say that happened just...
1 year ago today.
And those big things up in the sky, the big white things that float around, are called...
Clouds.
And if it's been cloudy outside, and suddenly the clouds separate, and you can look out and see some blue up there, you might say, it looks like the weather is...
clearing, I guess.
Okay. And if you have a heavy rain of short duration, what might you call that?
A shower.
All right. And if there's thunder and lightning...
What would you call that? A storm.
Okay. And I might ask you, how hard did the wind...
blow.
You say it?
Blue.
It has...
blown.
Okay. And if the rain's coming down, you say the rain comes down, it's coming down kind of light. You might call that a...
gently.
Yeah, even lighter than that. You might just call it just a little...
shower.
And maybe you'll go outside and you can hardly even see it's raining because there's moisture in the air. What do you call that?
Mist.
And then if you look out your window and you can't even see across the street because it's so bad, you say this, what kind of a day? It's an awfully...
cloudy.
Foggy. And you call that stuff...
mist.
Fog. And then if it hasn't rained for about a couple of weeks, you say we're having a...
I say dry.
All right, and if it, and then if the wind starts, you might say the wind is...
blowing.
Okay. Did you ever say picking up or letting up?
I don't, but
all
it's
right.
Correct.
Now, if you looked out on a December day, and it hadn't snowed, you see some white stuff out there, so it looks like we've had a... there's some wet on the ground. It hasn't snowed, but it's white. Pretty cold.
Sleet.
Yeah. Well, in the fall they said we're having our first killing
frost.
Okay. And then the water on the lake after that when it gets cold, the water on the pond might
freeze.
Yeah. And then yesterday it
froze.
It has
frozen.
Okay. And if do you have a special name for a thin thin tough coating of ice, not very much, just a little bit.
No.
You know, like a scale of ice or a skin of ice?
I've never said that. I just say thin ice.
Okay.